This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Rebecca Thiel. MU's University Hospital has been put on a precautionary lockdown since noon today. MU spokesperson Mary Jo Benkin says people can enter and leave the hospital, but are being checked at the entrance for identification. In an email statement, spokesperson Matt Splett says university has reason to believe a violent individual might try to enter the hospital. Splett says the lockdown is to ensure the safety of patients, visitors, and staff. MU Police Chief Jack Wattrig says the department has no reason to believe the individual will seek access to any other buildings on campus. Splett has confirmed the lockdown is related to the shooting in the Callaway County last night. Mid-Missouri K-Squad officials say Joshua William Maley is suspected of shooting four people in Holt Summit. Three of the victims have died, while one victim is receiving treatment at University Hospital. Missouri voters who want an absentee ballot mailed to them must submit their application by today. Voters must deliver a request to their county clerk or local election authority by 5 tonight to be sent a ballot. People can still vote absentee in person at their local election authority through Monday. Absentee voters must cite a reason they cannot make it to the polls on election day. Local election authorities must receive completed absentee ballots by 7 p.m. on November 2nd to be counted. Precautionary lockdown is still in effect at MU's University Hospital, though lockdown isn't disrupting much of the usual business at the hospital. Hospital visitors and staff are being allowed to enter and exit the hospital during the lockdown, which went into effect around noon today. KBIA's Katie Dozy has been at the hospital this afternoon and brings this report.
Things seem to be operating normally at University Hospital. Visitors are entering, patients are being wheeled out to go home, and there's a constant flow of traffic. Hospital spokesperson Matt Splett says the only difference between today and a normal day is that there are security personnel stationed at each door to the hospital. Splett confirms the lockdown is related to a shooting in Callaway County last night. Katie
Dozy, KBIA News. Mid-Missouri K-Squad officials say Joshua William Maley is suspected of shooting four people in Holt Summit. Three of the victims have died, while one victim is receiving treatment at University Hospital. Missouri election officials predict 51% voter turnout in next week's election. Secretary of State spokesperson Laura Egerdahl says the office predicts this number by consulting county clerks in the 116 voting jurisdictions across the state.
They're the folks who are really on the ground. They are doing absentee voting, they're processing voter registration, and they really have probably the best view to determine how excited people are about the election.
Egerdahl says the county clerks know of local races that influence turnout. She says this prediction is comparable to the past few years. The Secretary of State's office predicts about 2.1 million ballots will be cast this year. Columbia police arrested two more suspects in last weekend's killing of the cousin of an MU football player. Brothers Darris Peel and Darren Peel were taken into custody today near St. Louis on charges of second-degree murder and armed robbery. Investigators already had arrested three suspects in the killing Saturday of 22-year-old Aaron Hobson. Hobson was in Columbia to watch a cousin play in the Missouri-Oklahoma game. Memorial service for Hobson will be Friday afternoon in Wichita, Kansas. His funeral is scheduled for Saturday. An antitrust lawsuit against InBev's Anheuser-Busch takeover has fallen flat once again. 10 beer consumers filed suit in 2008, claiming the merger would lessen competition and raise beer prices. Today, a three-judge 8th U.S. Circuit Court panel upheld a federal judge's September 2009 ruling, throwing out the lawsuit. It was not immediately clear if the plaintiffs planned to further appeal.